Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. This is probably going to be the first of two or maybe three podcasts. We're going to spend some time talking about drugs in our midst. My very special guest on the program is the founder and coordinator of Drugs in Our Midst, Jean Paris. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Nolte. I appreciate you letting us have this opportunity to speak to the community about drugs. Drugs are a very serious happening in our community. They're not something that we welcome. We want to push them out the back door and get rid of them. And we're doing everything that we know how. And getting the message out to the public is one of the most important things that we do.
Yeah, and you may have already addressed the second question just a little bit, but for people who maybe have heard drugs in our midst but don't understand it or not even heard it, what is Drugs in Our Midst? I mean, what's the organization?
Drugs in Our Midst is comprised of several leading people in the community who came together to say, what is it that we can do to bring this issue to the forefront? And we, of course, decided that the only thing that we really can do is to be out front, getting our name in the community and having community people come to hear our programs.
So I think the whole nation has realized that there is an opioid epidemic. And I know you all focus on that as well as talk about other things, but you got a head start, I think, on most of the rest of the nation. You all been up and running a while and active. And what was that trigger? I mean, what was the thing that caused you all to get together and go, we've got to do something and form a group?
Well, Drugs in Our Midst was formed 6.5 years ago, and we started doing programs in the community, at churches and at service organizations, and trying to reach out to the most people at one time. We had short programs. Now we have longer programs. But what happened is on July of 2011, a very dear family friend, a young man, was shot and killed in the town of Canton. This was the second horrible incident in the town of Canton involving drugs. And all of you will remember that Officer Blanton, Highway Patrol, was shot at the city limits of Canton right off of the bypass. And everybody was shocked. But then when a young man is shot in downtown Canton, because I was very involved with his family and with his funeral, I felt that God was leading me to do something about this horrible incident. And I went to the funeral feeling that God wanted me to speak to those people who cared about this young man. And so I did. I kept resisting, but he kept pushing, and he could push harder than I could resist. So I stood up when we were having our meal after the funeral and said, this is horrible. This is not New York City. This is not the OK Corral. We're not lost people. We need to do something about this drug issue before it does something about us. And so at that point, I asked people if somebody would step forward to lead this charge. And of course, nobody did.
But, so there you are,
and then
leading the charge.
And so I said, well, if I do this, will you help me? And everybody in the room stood up and clapped. And I knew then that I had to take charge and go forward. And I started making contacts with preachers, with policemen, and citizens in the county to say, what do I do? How do I do this now that I've said I'm going to do it? And that's how we came up with the program.
Yeah, well, And it those were very tragic events that I remember, and I'm sure people who are listening to this podcast or radio program will remember too. And that, you know, in those situations, you can do one of two things. You can do nothing, or you can try to make something positive happen, and that's what you've done. So let's talk just a couple minutes about some of the activities you've done. And she may mention schools in this. We're going to talk more about schools in the next program. But you've done a number of things in the last 6.5 years. And then hopefully toward the end we'll have an opportunity to talk about people who've helped you, some of your partners. But let's next talk about all the variety of things that you've done to try to address this opioid and other drug community problem.
One of the things that we do is that we say that we are proactively educating our community on the epidemic of drug abuse, promoting recovery. We started our programs in November of 2011. During this time, we have given 300 plus programs all across the community. Most of these programs have been in churches, because churches have seating for a large number of people, and they have people who believe that we do need to do something about drugs and to something about helping the people who are addicted to drugs. And certainly the drug epidemic nationally has gone ballistic, and it's everywhere. All the countries or nations are having problems. And it started mostly with pills, but because pills were what were killing our youth.
Right. And as before we talk about partners, I just wanted to squeeze this thought in here. As you know, one of the things we've really battled with the pills is where they get them, and they usually get them from us. They get them at home, from mom and dad's. They do buy some of them, but they get them at home or from grandmama or granddaddy's medicine cabinet. And that may be a whole other program with the police chief where we talk about turning stuff in. So as we go toward the end of this program, and we'll have a follow-up that will air a week or so after this one, or be posted a week or so after this one, let's talk about all the people who partner with you and make drugs in our midst work more effectively.
Well, the first person that I worked with and still work with is Bill Hollinshead at the Waynesville Police Department. He had already been involved in a movement toward something and to come up with something to get the word out there. And so when I showed up and said, I want to do a program, he says, I'm all in and I'm there for you. And we started working on what we wanted to do. Our first program was way too long. We put in too many things. We had people singing. We had refreshments. And then we had a lot of people that wanted to talk. And people started calling me when they found that the word kind of traveled around the community. So when Greg Christopher came to Haywood County, he was standing at the door of the debate that he had with the former sheriff, and he said, I've been waiting to meet you. I want to be a part of this program. Richie Tannehill, who is a peer support specialist and a motivational speaker and a former substance abuse person who from the time he was 4 years old until he was 32 years old, he was using substances, all substances. So that was the first programs that we gave were with these people.
And I know there are other partners, and maybe we can talk about them at some other time. That's a really good description of your work, and I appreciate you doing that. Folks, listen to our next program. We're going to talk more about schools. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.